Hello, my name is Gwyneth Kikawa, and I'm here to talk about the Celebrate and Radiate Yoga for Bigger Bodied Women retreat taking place at Northern Edge Algonquin this Canada Day on July 1st to the 4th, 2016. And I'm talking with Carly Stong, and she is the retreat facilitator and dreamer of this annual retreat, and she's also the yoga teacher. So welcome, Carly.
Thank you.
And I wondered, just for people that might be new to hearing that title of yoga for bigger bodied women, what that might be. And
I have recently summarized sort of what that community means to me through our intending, that I'll share with you. Again, it's supporting one another. We claim and share our gifts, evolving in our limitless purpose and contributing to the global energy of radical self-love. The entire idea of it is very much based in traditional yoga philosophy, but it makes it very obvious. You come as you are, and showing up is the only expectation that you need to put on yourself. Once you show up, all the rest of the work is done. So, and every time that we show up, we show up as present and authentic as we possibly can for one another, and in doing so, we find a deeper and deeper place of authenticity, a more and more sincere authenticity, or evolve deeper and deeper into our purpose. And so what this community has brought to me, and also what I've then been able to share with each other, is a really firm sense of who we are in this moment and in this body. And there isn't any waiting for something to change or be different in order to fully experience our lives. In terms of like what the experience is like, the classes are, they're fun and casual. They are loose in their structure. Like, you know, we are always, certain things are always there. We always practice yoga. We always practice meditation. But the conversations that we have, we've actually made the class time longer because the conversations that we have go so much deeper. I mean, we've had everything from talking about people's nervousness for their upcoming travel on an airplane with like fitting into the airplane seats, and people like giving sort of tips that, or things that they do, and or they're all, or just like having a shared experience, like, oh yeah, that happened to me too. And so the conversations that happen before, after, and during the class are just as important as the actual yoga practice itself. And then the yoga practice itself, we're all in a room with other bigger bodied women. There's a lot that's said just from that shared experience. Every cue that I give in that class is created for bigger bodied women. So the actual effort of practicing the asana, the physical poses, is easier. Being able to express yourself on your mat in an authentic way translates to being able to express yourself off of your mat in an authentic way. And so this community grows from people who feel comfortable enough in this small space to express themselves authentically, and then that's embraced, encouraged, inspires other people, and it builds. So they become a little more bold, and maybe when they're sitting around the breakfast table at the retreat, they feel inspired to express themselves in that authentic way. And again, what's reflected back to them is encouragement and love and support and, you know, value, that their contribution is valued, and then that just grows.
You know, I was actually reflecting on my path, because I was at last year's retreat, and where I was then about my connection to myself and how I viewed myself. And at that time, there was, I still had a lot of negative inner talk happening when I would look in the mirror or see myself in photos or anything like that. And even returning back into more of a regular yoga practice and being in that way of living. And since then, it was a matter of days ago, I just looked in the mirror and I realized how I've come to this neutral place with a sprinkle of gratitude and love. And so I believe that's huge for me. That's to come to this place where there's more of that inner silence and holding of space when I'm just there with myself, rather mm-hmm. than hearing just an ongoing, like a radio in the background that has these negative judgments about myself. And so I recognize that is a huge change, and I know that the connection with this community, even at a distance, of where I live, but just tuning into that awareness and that sisterhood and feeling that support and remembering, which I can never remember enough, is that I'm not alone, and to be kind and gentle with myself, and how somehow when I remember that I'm not alone, I'm far from alone, in matter of fact, everything seems so much more possible and more attainable and more sweeter to be that gentle and kind person to myself as I would, you know, so easily give to other people, but to really make that a complete circle and have that within myself as well. So I definitely can affirm the changes that come from this community and the experiences there together, and, you know, whether that's through class or retreat, but they're really powerful and unique opportunities, I would say to everybody. To just tune into what you need, but also things you didn't know you needed, and they just show up in these times together. That's what's so magical about them. So thank you, Carly.
Yeah.
I was wondering just also, because I heard it the other day, someone was saying, oh, I won't go to the yoga class because, you know, I'm not flexible. I can't do yoga, or I'm not fit. And that just reminded me of how common it is to hear people share that the reason for not doing yoga is for reasons of their body and limitations of their body. So I wonder mm-hmm. if you hear those things when it comes to, or what do you hear when it comes to the bigger body community of women doing yoga?
The beauty of creating such a public and obvious space where, like, you know, I'm shouting from the rooftop that I want bigger bodied women in this class, is that I don't hear much of that in the class. But what has brought people to that class is definitely that bad experiences elsewhere. Some of them have practiced yoga for a very long time elsewhere, and they just feel like that they're missing a piece. Like, they hear that there can be more, that you can modify poses for your body. And so, and even in my own personal experience of the physical yoga practice, where you're practicing and it's like, oh, okay, I guess by the way that this is presented to me, I guess that pose just isn't for me. But I try to really make it clear the problem is not your body. The the problem is not stability. The problem is not weight. The problem is not whatever. It isn't your body. The problem is simply how that pose has been presented to you, or how the practice of yoga has been presented to you. Because, you know, in a small scale, looking at these classes, the weekly yoga classes, the poses can be modified in a myriad of ways so that you can physically practice yoga. But on a bigger scale, the practice of yoga isn't even just these poses. To say, you know, I deserve a space where I feel loved and accepted, is practicing yoga. To be gentle with yourself and practice that gentleness that you were talking about, that's practicing yoga. To laugh with your sisters by the lake over a delicious breakfast or lunch or dinner, or take a dip in the lake between sauna, you know, that's all practicing yoga. So I think part of it is that people, as people come into this community, their understanding of what it means to practice yoga evolves, but also their understanding of what their bodies can do also evolves as well.
So yoga really is for every body.
Absolutely. It's like totally cliche to say, but yes, if somebody is of the belief that yoga, that their body cannot do yoga, they need to find a new teacher. Because yoga is absolutely for everyone.
Touching on the original dream, which is that you saw this retreat being in something as an annual retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And
summer camp.
That, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a way for people to come together and continue to build in that community and that sisterhood. What it is that you're investing in when you come back year after year. And
for the people that are new, or for the people that are returning, I think it's really a remembering. It's such a sacred opportunity to disconnect from people around you, to disconnect from your routine, and to actually disconnect from phone and internet and distraction, really, and go into a deeper place. And I am so blessed to have that experience on a very micro scale every morning in my meditation practice. And people can have that experience if they sit for 25 seconds and take a few deep breaths and try to think about nothing else but those deep breaths. And it's such a renewal and a fill up and a reminder of what you have to contribute. It's so vital, and I think that the more people, I think that what people will find, the people who are coming back are the ones who I think understand it best, because they see it, they've seen that, experience it, they've made that investment of time and energy and resources and come. And they've gone back and had a whole year of being fueled by that experience. And it makes it, the more that I treat, the more that they become a necessity, you know, like food and water, that I need to go. I need to have that time away to remember and to fill up, so that I can come back to those people that I love and the community that I support, and give them 100% of myself, because I know what that means. I know what 100% of myself means. And without that time away, I don't know that I would have ever found that. I would have ever had that opportunity, because even, you know, even if you took a weekend off of, you know, I'm going to stay home for the weekend, it's not the same as retreating. And I've heard people who do the like annually retreat say how that is something that they, you know, the more they do it, the more they see that is something that is so vital.
Yeah, I agree. It becomes, like you say, a lifeline that spills over into something much bigger than the actual retreat time.
Mm-hmm.
I think the healing comes, it actually starts to really begin upon the return from the retreat, like you said, and mm-hmm. going into that year ahead.
And how, I think the for me, like the very first time that I went on a retreat, you know, that was 4 days away, and it was incredible experience, incredible people, great food, you know, beautiful. And when I came back, my life was so much different. I could take those lessons and make deeper connections and be more present in my everyday experience. And it's like, yes, you've invested in 4 days, but really you've invested in all of that time between the next time, like between the end of the retreat and the next time you return again. So it's like, you know, peanuts when you think about it like that, because it's like it's like investing in a training and then benefit. You go to the training, but when you come back, you benefit from all these new learnings. It's the exact same thing. You know, you go and you learn and experience so much, and then you come back and everything is different because your lens is just a little clearer.
So it sounds like it's learning how to embody and bridge that retreat way of living into daily living.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Something I heard from the community last year when I asked them at one of the meal tables, I said, well, we're getting new edge wear and new edge gear, and you know, if we had a bumper sticker, what would you want it to say on it? And the first yelp that came out of one of the members, Tanya, was take it to the edge, and that really stuck with me, and how it can feel that way in tapping into one of these retreats. It can feel a little edgy, like you're going to an edge, and a little scary and a little exciting and adventurous. But it's about our will to go there and see what happens. And you know, something like falling off the edge, a fear of falling off the edge, and then actually flying off that edge is that willingness to be open to the possibilities of what that edge can bring to my life and what I can learn from that, going to the edge, taking it to the edge.
Just take it to the edge.
Take it to the edge. Well, thank you, Carly. It's beautiful talking with you always, and the Edge looks forward to your return and continuing to build our partnership and our relationship with you. It's now been, what, 3 years now, and
mm-hmm.
going? So it's great to have you back, and for
You're
those
so
of you who...
lucky.
Oh, we're all lucky.
Yeah, we are, yep.
We're all lucky. So for those of you who are interested or curious about what this Celebrate and Radiate Yoga for Bigger Bodied Women retreat might be like for you, invite you to explore that at northernedgealgonquin.ca. Or you can call at 888-383-8320.